Coming to you live from the west side of the I Street Bridge, it's The Nate Darling Show.
Call me sir, goddammit.
With Jason Casey and Kareem Daniels. And now, trust him. He's a professional.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
Here's Nate.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into another episode of The Nate Darling Show. That is loud. My voice is loud. Let me turn me down a little bit here. Hi.
Hey.
It's just way louder than the open. Maybe that was just too soft.
Maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe it was so soft.
So soft. Baby soft. Baby soft.
Baby soft.
All right. We got a lot to get to. We got a cheerleader taking a knee. We got Alec Baldwin being a bad, bad man. And we're going to talk a little bit about the new show Patriot Act with Hasan Minhaj, who is a Sacramento area local. So, he's made good.
He's finally.
Those years of being on The Daily Show were nothing. Absolutely nothing. Now he's on Netflix, so he's really made something
of
himself.
It's the real deal now.
It is. It absolutely is. Let's start out with our normal question. How was your week, Jason?
My week was all right. You know, just another week of a lot of stuff to do and not enough time to do it.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I always wish there was one extra day.
You got an extra hour.
I know, and that was amazing. When I went to bed at 1 in the morning, I was like... Or when I went to bed at, when I went to bed and it was like 1:58, I was like, okay. And then I went and did my nighttime routine, went to bed, and it was like 1:05, and I was like... Oh, that's magic.
There you go.
But yeah, so that was cool, I guess. I don't know, with a kid, you don't really gain a time, you know, gain an hour or lose an hour.
No. And that's one of the ballot props this time around.
Man, fuck that stupid shit.
Well, the only thing the ballot prop does is give the legislature the authority to possibly do away with daylight savings time.
Yeah.
It doesn't actually do anything.
Yeah.
So vote yes, vote no, it doesn't matter.
It's stupid. It's a waste of money, and it puts another law, like, vote no on it, because you don't need another law in the books. You do that, it's going to be a law now that the legislature has the ability to do that. You don't need it, because it's a created thing.
Does the legislature have the ability to do it now?
No.
Well, then you'd be giving them an ability they don't have.
They don't need. What do they need it for?
Do you not have social media? Do you not see the number of people who bitch their ass off every spring and fall?
And assholes.
Do you not have any friends in Arizona who think they are the smartest people in the universe twice a year because they don't have to change their clock?
No, it's not.
Wouldn't you love that sense of superiority over the fact that you don't have to do anything?
Stupid. It's just stupid.
I have the superpower of doing nothing. Ha ha.
I don't know. I think it's stupid. Like, deal with it. Like,
well, what if you want to get rid of daylight savings time? What if you're not? What if you don't care either way? I don't care either way.
Yeah. Then what? I think that is the right attitude to take.
So why wouldn't I want the ability for my legislature, since it's already on the ballot at this point, for them to be able to take that up if they so decide?
Because what happens when one legislature decides, like, in 5 years, they're like, you know what? You know, fuck those Democrats that were in office and that idea they had about taking daylight savings time out. I don't want to have to be going back and forth every couple of years because it's a stupid political thing now to where it's yo-yoing all around. It doesn't need to be yo-yoed. It doesn't need to be voted on by them. They don't need additional things to fucking think about. Like, fucking, it's stupid. Just get over it. Fucking get over it.
Kareem, let me look into my crystal ball for you for a second. You know what's going to happen here in a couple of years?
What?
In the spring, when we have to spring forward and we lose an hour, Jason's going to have a heart attack on that Monday.
No, I have lived in California for every single switch since I was a kid. I've been here for every single one. So it's not a big deal.
Unless you've lived in Indiana or Arizona, you have to do it twice a year.
So what's the big fucking deal? Like, what's some
people like to complain about it.
Yeah, because people like...
Oh, my God. Kareem, how was your week?
Those are the people I hate. Like, if your life is really so, like, awesome, that, like, the thing that you have to complain about is, that must make you really good. Otherwise, you better have some other, yeah, sorry. Yeah. Go. Sorry.
Nobody died, so it was a good week.
There you go.
I went to see Vernon Reed in Napa at the Blue Note Napa.
Mm-hmm. What's happened to the rest of Living Color?
They actually got a sold out show at the Hollywood Bowl next month or this month. Hmm. I just saw that before I came here.
Okay.
Corey Glover's performing. Will Calhoun's been playing jazz for a while, but they come back together to play as a group.
Oh, good for them.
They actually released an album this year too, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, so he did it's a tribute to Jimi Hendrix. It's his 76th birthday.
Right.
So they did the Band of Gypsies, which is a good and a bad thing because I don't like all of the Band of Gypsies stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the Band of Gypsies stuff is great, like Machine Gun is like ugh. But then, you know, they got some stuff that I consider old white folks music.
How dare they?
I'm like, oh, God. And he played a lot of that at the end. I needed at least Red House or I needed something with some blues in it. And I didn't get any of that, so I'm a little disappointed.
The Red House, is that where white people and black people buy furniture?
No, that's where that's where my babies stay.
It actually is.
Is it?
At the Red House. Hold on. Go on with your week, Kareem. I'll
Red House is where my baby stayed. That's what. So I did that. Took some more pictures for the project, The Invisible Man, Reclaiming the Image of the Black Father. Did an interview on Sunday for the project.
Nice.
For this guy had already taken pictures of him and his daughter at Gather. And he actually had a really great interview with him, because he got to talk about the whole process of having to go to court and fight for your kid,
right?
And how important that was to him. So that was a really good one. And then I'm supposed to go back tomorrow. The guy who I took pictures of Thursday, him and his kids tore out part of their backyard and they're building a deck. And so I got some pictures of them demo and stuff, and then I'm going to go back tomorrow, and hopefully the deck will be complete, or they'll be finishing it up.
You know, I have a subtitle for this project, Kareem. It's called Black People, They're Just as Boring as the Rest of Us.
That's probably a good, yeah, exactly. And then, so I'm going to take pictures of them, and then interview him tomorrow. I'm going to interview him while they do this stuff, because I found that for some people, if they're distracted, it's better.
Yes, exactly.
Because then they're not talking about themselves.
Well, and they're not worried about everything. They don't get caught up in stuff.
Yeah.
By the way, here's the Red House.
Can't we all just get along?
At the Red House Furniture,
we can.
At the Red House.
That's what you're talking about, right?
No.
I'm Richard, a.k.a. Big Head. I work at the Red House, and I'm black. I like pumping iron and pumping furniture into people's homes.
Give him a shake of hands,
Johnny,
a white lady.
A.k.a. T-Engage. I work at the Red House, and I'm white. I like deer hunting, bass fishing, and extending credit to all people.
At the Red House.
I'm black, and I love the Red House.
I'm white, and I love the Red House.
I'm a black woman, and I love the Red House.
I am white, and the Red House is for me.
At the Red House.
Look at the sofa. It's perfect for a black person or a white person.
This mattress is perfect for a white person or a black person.
Sure.
At the Red House, where black people and white people buy furniture.
I hope they get a plumbing leak in the roof.
This is a little bit old. Now, the guys who did this, they're named Rhett and Link, and they ended up getting a TV show off of this because this thing went viral.
That's right. I think I remember.
Where they would go around and they would do, they also did, one of the more memorable ones was also butt drugs.
Oh, right, it is.
Yeah, Rhett and Link. This is from 2009.
Yeah.
So, whenever you say Red House, that's where my mind goes. So, as we're recording this, we're the day before Election Day, so fingers crossed that America doesn't fuck it up again.
White America, this is your chance to prove that you're not as racist as we think you are.
We're looking at you, Ohio. We have no confidence in you, Ohio.
Oh, and Florida and Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Especially not Georgia, where the king of voter suppression is the Secretary of State running for governor.
Yeah.
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 Anywho, so I had to do a little work on Saturday. I had to go shoot some video of the ice rink downtown.
Mm-hmm.
It was my turn. We take turns going if there's an event on a weekend, getting out and shooting video of it, or we send our street team and stuff like that. So, I live closest to the downtown ice rink of any of the guys, and it's my turn, so I go. And I get over there, and I walk around to the backside of the rink. And I don't know why, but, so they've got, some rubber mats down, and it's just outside the porta potties. And I'm walking around with the camera, it's not on at this point, and I glance over, and this lady is changing her son's diaper. Because what do I see? I see a lady, and I see a little kid's beanbag and a-hole. It's like, all right, do I get hazard pay for this one? Because that is not what I wanted to see when I went out to the ice rink. It's unfortunate. I mean, there's no changing table in the porta potties. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. And this was not a baby. This kid was probably, judging by the length of the legs, probably somewhere about a year and a half.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
There's no hope that it has to have a diaper change.
Yeah. Yeah. Thankfully, the cleanup had been done.
Yeah.
But it still didn't need to see that. Just absolutely did not. Trip to Costco. Did you ever guys see the Bohemian Rhapsody yet?
No. Not yet.
I need to see that movie. Need to. People have been raving about it.
Yeah.
Raven. Mm. Raven. So WWE had their crown jewel thing in Saudi Arabia, which I was going to completely ignore until one of my friends said, oh my God, you have to read what happened because it's the reason I hate WWE. And I said, God damn it, I can't pass that up. First of all, Hulk Hogan came back, so all of his exclaiming the N-word is forgiven now.
Oh, fuck Hulk Hogan.
There you go. So he came out. He basically hosted the whole thing. Brock Lesnar is your new WWE Universal Champion because...
He can't stay off the steroids.
Well, and then got challenged to bring it back to UFC. He's going back to UFC, but... The whole thing with Roman Reigns and the leukemia kind of threw their plans off. So, okay. But the other thing they were doing is they had this World Cup thing that they had. And it was allegedly going to crown the best wrestler in the world. And it was kind of weird because their qualifying matches didn't include any of the champions. And you would think if you're looking for the best wrestler in the world that you'd want to have some of those in there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, one of the wrestlers gets injured. Shane McMahon, who is not a wrestler and is 48 years old, jumped in and beat somebody in 3 minutes flat to be named the best wrestler in the world.
Oh, man, I'm so glad I do not watch WWE in
And again,
way.
I will, again, Crown Jewel is one of those things I've vowed to not watch. I didn't watch the greatest Royal Rumble other than Titus O'Neil sliding under the rings. That was hilarious. And I did not watch any of Crown Jewel, and I won't, other than if it pops up on like TMZ. Like they had a clip of Hulk Hogan. But yeah, a lot of really rich Saudis in like really comfortable chairs in the front rows just carrying on casual conversations as the show was going on. It was the most obnoxious thing ever.
Could the Americans fight for us?
Do anything.
Dance, monkey dance.
And I got out on the motorcycle again this weekend, so that was good.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, and you made it back.
I went out. I came back. There were nothing even remotely close to an incident. So it's good time. Good time had by all. Although when I was leaving, Leslie was like, "You need to tell me exactly where you're going." And I said, "You know what? That's fair. I haven't been riding the motorcycle long enough to just go off somewhere and have her be cool with me just not going. I'm just going to go somewhere, wherever." And I said, "I'll go over here, come back.
I got to make sure I got all the insurance shit straight first."
I'm not sure if I'm worth more dead or alive. I think alive, because I don't have that much life insurance.
Yeah, you probably just have like a work life insurance.
I do. That's what I have. Yeah, that's what I have. But still, I mean, that's a year. That's like, I think a year and a half salary. It's going to be all right.
Yeah. I mean, it
could be worse. All right. Anywho, lots of stuff going on. So I've talked about this guy before on the podcast. His name is Daniel Dale, and he is the Washington correspondent for the Toronto Star. And one of the things he does is run the fact check on Donald Trump. He writes articles and he does fact checking. He live tweets Trump's rallies. Now he's like, "Look, I'm watching them on YouTube at this point. I'm not going out anymore."
Oh, wow.
He showed up. He goes, "It's the same thing. Why would I go? Yeah. Why would you have the expense of going out to East Bejesus, Nevada to do the same thing when you can just watch on YouTube and get exactly what you're doing?" So he went on CNN. The lower third is the never ending work of a Trump fact checker. Here's the thing. As we've gotten closer and closer to the election, the president has lied more and more.
Produced a number of whoppers, you know, in complete fabrications, that he had not been uttering before. So these are not simply, you know, the usual exaggerations about crowd sizes and so on. You know, he's making stuff up, in the last couple weeks in a way that I don't think we've seen even from a serial liar, the president, before.
And the Washington Post is also keeping track. You do this full time. So does the Post. I think we can show the Post data, over 6,400, something like that, false or misleading claims. Sometimes you go a little further than that, Daniel. You say lies more often than the Washington Post does. Why is that?
Because I think that's the most accurate word for some of these claims. Mm. I also say false claims in many cases where we're not sure if the president is confused, if he doesn't understand the policy. But when he tells the Wall Street Journal that his tariffs that he's bragged about don't exist, he said, "What tariffs? I don't have any tariffs anywhere." That's a lie. And I think in any other context, but, you know, our roles as objective journalists, we would tell each other that that was a lie. So I think if we want to regain the trust that has been lost in media, we have to level with readers. We have to be seen to be straight shooters, and I think in those cases the word is lie.
There you go.
Thank you. One of them finally gets it.
Well, he's Canadian,
of course.
We had to go to a Canadian to get that, but he has called it out. That's an out and out lie.
I mean, and he's been telling so many. This is
it's gotten worse. It's gotten worse, and there are more and more how you say whoppers. Whoppers. All right. So, Sunday, did you watch Sunday Night Football, Kareem?
Yes.
Okay. Did you see the ad from the Trump for President Committee?
I did not.
The most racist ad I've ever seen. Well, since Willie Horton, really. Google it, kids. It talks about this caravan of bad people that are coming. And they're taking this over and yada, 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 yada. Anyway, on Monday, they got the president, out and about, and, they asked him about, you know, the controversial ad. And here's what he had to say.
"I don't know about it. I mean, you're telling me something I don't know about. We have a lot of ads, and they certainly are, effective based on the numbers that we're seeing.
Well, Mr. President, a lot of people have said that. Why did you like that ad?
A lot of things are offensive. Your questions are offensive a lot of times, so, you know."
I don't think he understands what offensive really means. I don't like it is not the same as offensive. Your questions are offensive. I don't know about it. Horse shit.
They're offensive to my sensibilities, Nate.
Why are you such a fat liar, Jason? Does that offend your sensibilities?
That offends my core.
Sure. Me. So,
fucking libtards.
Oh, so here's how racist the ad is. Monday, NBC apologized and said they were pulling it. Too little, too late, NBC.
Yeah, fuck you, you know, NBC.
By the way, also, Fox News announced that they were not going to run it anymore either.
If Fox News says they're not going to run something anymore, you know it's racist.
Fox News said, by the way, we're not going to run this anymore.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, at least, you know, that's...
Now, yeah. Meanwhile, in Georgia, Oprah responded to a white supremacist group targeting her and the gubernatorial candidate there, Stacey Abrams, in a robocall to voters.
Abrams.
Oh, sorry. Stacey Abrams. I misread. Apologies. She said, Jesus don't like ugly.
Like, why are you calling her a shoe?
Yeah. Here's what Oprah said.
I heard people were making racist robocalls in my name against Stacey Abrams, who I am 100% for, in Georgia. I just want to say, Jesus don't like ugly. Mm-mm. And we know what to do about that. Vote. Tomorrow, show up and show out. And vote!
I love it when Oprah goes black.
Yes.
That's my favorite Oprah.
Show up and show out.
Yeah, the robocall said, and I quote, "This is the magical Negro Oprah Winfrey asking you to make my fellow Negress Stacey Abrams the governor of Georgia." That's a voice impersonating Winfrey. It goes on to say, years ago, the Jews who own the American media saw something in me, the ability to trick dumb white women into thinking I was like them. I see that same potential in Stacey Abrams.
Wow.
Hey, but good thing we're past racism.
Hey, that's why we're able to do this, because, you know, we're past racism. We don't need the voter protection anymore.
Don't need it. Don't need it at all.
This is all Soros.
It's a false flag operation. It's what it is. It's unbelievable. So, yeah. Georgia, well done.
It's those gays in Hollywood.
Unbelievable.
It was funny. Like, I was at work, and they had Fox News on Friday, and I've asked them not to have it on in there, and they abided by that for a while.
But it's Fox News Friday.
And then somebody, I guess, started putting it on, coming in and putting it on before everything. Anyhow. They're talking about Oprah Winfrey, like how they're talking about, like, these Hollywood, like the Hollywood comment. Like, first of all, like, you're just upset. Like, she's not Hollywood. Like, Oprah is not Hollywood.
Oprah's from Mississippi.
Yeah. Yeah, and she became famous in Chicago. Like, that's where she, like, if she was anything other than wherever she's Mississippian, like, she's mm-hmm. a Chicagoan. So, like...
Yeah, that's where she lived for most of the time. She lives in Santa Barbara now, I believe.
But she's not Hollywood.
No.
She's not Hollywood. So, mm-hmm. yeah. You'd say Tom Cruise is Hollywood.
You could. You could say that.
Gay Hollywood.
Meanwhile, there was a guy shot and killed two women at a yoga studio in Tallahassee, Florida on Friday before killing himself. He was a far right extremist and self-proclaimed misogynist who railed against women, black people, and immigrants in a series of online videos and songs. Oh, he did songs! I'm not going to tell you what his name was, but he was 40. He was named by Tallahassee police as the shooter who opened fire inside the Hot Yoga Tallahassee studio, killing two women and injuring four others. Those killed were identified as Dr. Nancy Van Vessem, who's 61, who worked at Florida State University's College of Medicine, and FSU student Maura Binkley, who was 21. On a YouTube channel back in 2014, this jackass filmed several videos of himself offering extremely racist and misogynistic opinions, in which he called women sluts and whores, and lamented the collective treachery of girls he had gone to high school with.
He's mad because they wouldn't fuck him.
Yeah.
That's the whole idea of being an incel.
So how can you be a slut if you won't give him any pussy?
Those are the whores. I don't know. He was in his videos. He said, and I quote, "There are whores in not only every city, not only every town, but every village." He said, referring to women in interracial relationships, whom he said had, quote, betrayed their blood. But hey, guns aren't a problem. No problem there. Neither are extremists. Violent yeah. extremists and easy access to guns, not a problem. Don't well, worry about it.
It's another mass shooting.
I don't.
Yeah, I mean, two people were killed, but there was there.
Six people were shot.
Yeah. yeah.
So that does qualify as a mass shooting. Anything three or more.
Yeah.
Anything above a three.
So this is where we're at now. Though, like that, this happens and.
Like that, it disappeared so quickly.
I did not hear about. I did not really hear about it at all until today. I saw like an article. Like as doing my typical read through all the articles Monday morning type thing.
Right.
As I'm on the shitter.
That's how Jason's show preps while evacuating his bowels.
Hey everybody, just know my phone's flagged.
Your phone's a false flag. Meanwhile, Alec Baldwin got arrested.
Again.
He allegedly got into an argument with another man over a parking spot in Manhattan. Law enforcement sources tell TMZ that Alec had a friend holding the spot for him, but the other man swooped in. Baldwin became irate. An argument ensued, and Baldwin allegedly punched the man in the jaw. The alleged victim, who is a 49-year-old man, was taken to the hospital. One witness tells TMZ that Alec yelled, "Fuck off," during the fight. Cops were called, and Alec was arrested. Of course, he openly detests and mocks President Trump while playing on SNL, so not surprisingly, the press weighed in on the arrest. Let's take a listen to the important things that the President of the United States weighs in on every single day.
Alec Baldwin was just arrested for punching somebody out during a parking dispute. Any reaction to his arrest?
Who was arrested?
Alec Baldwin. He punched somebody out during a parking dispute.
I wish him luck.
That's it.
Mr. President.
I'll point Trump. Point yeah. Trump on that one.
Yeah.
I wish him luck. That's the classiest thing he's said in months.
That's probably, yeah.
I wish him luck.
Because well, he is white. So it's, yeah.
Alec has denied punching anybody. Just want to completely.
Yeah. Yeah, and I heard that it was mutual. Altercation also somewhere
in New York. What?
Yeah. Two guys getting into a fight.
Hey, if you're gonna be an asshole enough to swoop in on somebody's parking spot, then be a man enough to take the ass whooping that you get for doing it.
Well, you don't get to hold a parking spot. What do you mean? There's no dibsies here. Get out of the way.
Then, I don't know.
You'd be mad enough to take that ass whooping that comes with it.
Yeah. If somebody's holding somebody else's parking space for them in the street. Like, you give them a pass, kind of. Like, it's like, I don't want to fuck with that person.
Don't call the police.
Well, I was a bystander that called the police once the fight started. So, there was not a white lady calling the police situation here. So,
bystander, don't call the police either. Don't call the police unless somebody is getting their ass killed.
Well, I think that... Look, Kareem, white people like to call the police earlier.
No.
Before there's a tragedy involved.
If there are two people fighting, you let them fight. Look, if these
To be fair, let me just say this. White people are consistent.
Yes.
Call the police before it's really necessary. All right, so I want to talk a little bit about the new show on Netflix, Patriot Act, with Hasan Minhaj. He describes it, the visuals of it, as if Michael Bay directed a TED Talk. Which I think is fair because it's just all the graphics flying through. Basically, if it's a little bit like John Oliver's show in that it's for the most part, it's one topic. Sometimes there's a second topic, but the first show, literally one topic all the way through. It's almost 22 minutes of him just going on the one topic. And it's something you might not have thought about. It's interesting because it's like, oh, I hadn't really even thought about that. And also people are saying, don't wait and binge it. And absolutely do not wait and binge it. It is not a show that you can watch more than one. They dropped the first two together.
Yeah.
And right now there are three out. watch them one at a time. I watch the first two together. More than that, you're not going to be able to absorb anything. It's a ton of information. A ton of information. But very funny. So here's a little bit of the first one where he is talking about affirmative action.
Action, as we know it, is about to die. And guess what, Asian Americans? We could be the ones who killed it.
Interested?
Yes.
Now, there's been a lot of talk. It's like, oh, it's an Asian on TV. It's a brown person on TV. I don't care. He's fucking interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And that, honestly, because I don't see color. The fact that he's, now, and I get the fact that if you don't see anybody who looks like you in a position of power or in a position of entertainment, you don't, you, this means a lot more to you for a variety of reasons. Mm. He's really good on this show.
And it is going down in federal court right now. In America, affirmative action began in 1961 as a government initiative to offer opportunities to historically excluded groups. And it's obvious why we needed it back then. Just look at the NBA in the 1950s. Really? You're telling me these are the world champions? These were the best basketball players in the world.
It's the Lakers, and they're all white.
Activation?
And none of them more than like 6'2".
Nowadays, people hear affirmative action, they often think, oh, he got that job because he's black. She got that job because she's Hispanic. He got that job because he hates blacks and Hispanics.
Attorney General picture.
After the past 15 years, affirmative action has been a fierce debate between black and white America, but not anymore.
Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders are part of the next big fight over affirmative action.
A group of Asian American students suing Harvard University, accusing the school of unfairly giving preference to other racial minorities.
Now, Asians, and I am lumping all of us together right now, okay? I find it hilarious that this is the hill we're willing to die on. Our entire lives we get shat on. Oh, you guys have small dicks. You're bad drivers. You're the color of poop. You smell like curry and kimchi. Nothing. We say nothing.
I encourage you to watch it. It's really clever. Very, very smart. Very funny. Just really well done. And hopefully enough people are watching. And the reason I want everybody to watch it is because if you don't, Netflix will cancel it.
Yeah.
There's no more Joel McHale show featuring Joel McHale.
Oh, so
because not enough people watched it.
Yeah, I kind of felt that it was probably going to happen like that when they decided to just release a block of them all.
Do
once.
A block of them, yeah. So the thing is with Netflix, with shows like this, if you don't get enough people to stream it, then Netflix will go, eh, we're going to stop doing it. And when I see something that's this well done, now, if you want to watch the Norm MacDonald show, go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead. It's got an audience. It's kind of, it's Norm MacDonald being Norm MacDonald. It has no edge to it. It has the same edge as a couch cushion. That's the Norm MacDonald show.
Yeah, it's true.
As the edge of a couch cushion. This is really clever, really smart, really funny. And yeah, there's going to be a bit of a liberal slant to it, but no one walks away unscathed from the whole thing.
Nobody.
I mean, the very first episode, he is ripping apart Asians. Just completely ripping them apart. Which, by the way, his core audience, and he knows that.
Yeah.
To be like, because as an Indian American, that's who's going to be watching no matter what. That is his audience.
Yeah.
And first, right out of the bat, he's like, this is a problem. Yes. And then it's hilarious throughout the whole thing in explaining it, laying it out. And just when it starts to get really heavy, he hammers in a joke. So, Kareem, you caught a couple episodes.
Yeah. The first one was excellent. And I was like, yeah, definitely got to watch these.
He set the bar very high with the first one, as you'd expect. The one that just dropped this past Sunday, also very good. Don't save them up. Go, oh, I'm going to binge them. Don't be a millennial.
Don't be a millennial.
Don't be a millennial and go, oh, I'm going to binge. If you want to binge something, Binge the Cool Kids on Fox. That the one with David Alan Greer and Vicki Lawrence.
Okay.
Go ahead and binge that.
Is that pretty good?
It's, you know what? It's better than you'd think. It's kind of dumb, but it's fun. And yeah, we started, well, we're like, ah, let's give it a chance. And we sat and watched all five of them in one sitting on Hulu. That's the type of show you binge. This is not the type of show you binge.
Just Good Place. That's the one to binge.
Get on it. Get on it. All right. So last Thursday, there was a massacre as the Raiders were absolutely destroyed by the 49ers. But the one thing that really caught everybody's attention, aside from Nick Mullins' breakout performance, is a 49ers cheerleader took a knee during the national anthem. Haven't heard a whole lot of fallout since then. We've never seen that before at the NFL either. Someone took a picture of it in the, they were sitting in the end zone at Levi's Stadium. She was in the back row of the cheerleaders and she just took one knee during the anthem and then got up. That was it. And apparently thank God there's this caravan of brown people coming from Central America that will be here in 3 or 4 weeks. Because otherwise everyone would have lost their shit on this girl. And also, thank God for Pete Davidson making fun of a Navy SEAL over the weekend.
Yeah.
Because if not for that, this poor girl would have been ripped to shreds.
Yeah.
And someone who just gets paid game checks.
Yeah.
And not NFL game checks, cheerleader game checks.
Yeah. Minimum wage.
So, what do you think of that, the cheerleader taking a knee?
I was happy to see it. The college cheerleaders have been doing it. The chick from... I think from Kennesaw State, they've been doing it for a while, since at least last year.
Right.
And there have been a couple of others that have gotten in trouble for doing it. So it was good to see an adult, a grown-ass woman doing it. So.
Right. Yeah, it was. I didn't think much of it, and I saw it on social media, and I'm like, oh, boy. Oh, God, no. And I got picked up by the local stations in the Bay Area and in the newspapers there. But so far, it's stayed quiet.
Well, because like so many things happen, we have a caravan coming. A guy shot some people in a yoga studio.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have elections coming.
Pete Davidson made fun of a one-eyed Navy SEAL.
Yeah.
Seriously, it's all those things have happened.
Captain Jack Sparrow.
It's so unfortunate.
Colonel Jack Sparrow.
Captain Jack. Captain Jack will get you high tonight and take you to his special island. That's what I'm saying. All right. So on last Thursday, speaking of Thursday, Vice President Mike Pence, the White House's own version of Aaron Carter, was out stumping for Georgia gubernatorial candidate and current Georgia Secretary of State, Brian Kemp. Look, Jason, I have no control over this. It was mentioned. Pence, like the rest of America, has heard that Kemp's opponent, Stacey Abrams, the woman on the cusp of becoming the first black female governor, has celebrities like Oprah and Will Ferrell campaigning for her. Michael B. Jordan has been going door-to-door to help get out the vote. Common has also been seen kicking it with Abrams. But was Mike Pence worried? Yeah. He claimed the Abrams had been bankrolled by Hollywood liberals. Hoo-hoo! And added during a campaign event for Kemp, quote, I heard Oprah is in town today. I heard Will Ferrell was going door-to-door the other day. I'd like to find Stacey and Oprah and Will Ferrell. I'm kind of a big deal, too.
No, you're not.
Eh-eh.
No.
I mean, as far as that, you're the vice president.
Not a big deal.
No.
You are not a big deal, sir. Sorry. Says, and I've got a message for all of Stacey Abrams' liberal Hollywood friends. This ain't Hollywood. This is Georgia. By the way, it's also not Indiana, you pasty fucker.
What are you trying to say? It's because it's not Hollywood, something will happen to you?
This ain't Hollywood. Now, this is from The Root, by the way. I'm not saying this. This ain't Hollywood is another way of saying, this is the racist South.
Yeah.
which is another way of issuing a dog whistle like yee-haw to Kemp supporters. If it was Hollywood, they'd probably chase Pence's homophobic ass out of town. I bet he won't go to Atlanta with that BS.
No.
And, oh yeah, He also added, and Georgia wants a governor that's going to put Georgia values in Georgia first. And Brian Kemp is going to do just that.
She's from Georgia.
Uh-huh.
If you should... I don't know if we talked about this last week or not, but you should have seen her on The View.
No, we did not.
She was on The View talking to... And Meghan McCain tried to call her out on gun control.
Right.
So Meghan McCain's like, I heard you you want to ban the AR-15.
I did see that. Yeah.
And she said, just before we get started, let me get something straight. She's like, I'm not anti-gun. My grandmother taught me to shoot in Mississippi. I do skeet shooting and target shooting. But the only thing I eat is chicken, so I don't hunt. So only thing I eat is chicken, so I don't hunt. And I think that would just be me. To get it?
Yeah.
Hunting chickens. Yeah. With a gun would just be me.
She's a politician, lawyer, not a comedian.
Oh, it shit was funny though. When she, it was hilarious. It took Meghan McCain out of her
cuntiness.
Her cuntiness for a minute. And then, you know, she went back to her... She tried to go back to her cuntiness, but, you know, she got shut down.
Well, she is outnumbered, thankfully. Yeah. All right, let's do this. Yeah.
And now it's time for the airing of the fucking grievances.
Oh, grievances. Sure, we have them. Let's see, who do I have going first? Kareem! What's been stuck in your craw this week?
Oh, man. Sheesh. God, I can't even. It's the fact that these people know that this guy is lying to them.
Which guy?
The fucker in chief.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure we were understanding who you're talking about.
Because I was watching something this afternoon, and the lady says, "Yeah, we know we're lying, but we know he's lying, but we trust him anyway." We know he's lying, but we trust him anyway. What kind of bullshit is that? I don't even know where the fuck.
Yeah, there's no sense to be made of that argument.
We know he's lying, but we trust him anyway. Oh, he's done everything. Oh, he's kept all his campaign promises.
Nope.
No.
He's not.
Again, tomorrow is it'll let us know whether white people are as racist as we thought they were.
And clueless.
Well, what's his name? Eddie Gloud Jr. He's a professor at that's on MSNBC all the time. And one of the things that he said was that he overestimated white people the last time in 2016. That he thought that, and that was one of the realizations that Martin Luther King had too, was that he did not, that racism was more deep seated than he thought.
Right.
Which made him a little, disappointed and, towards the end there. And I've read and seen too much to get on that bandwagon. I would like to think that, you know, everybody, well, not everybody, because I know better than that, but I would like to think that most people are better than that, but this is just, I don't know.
Jason?
I'm just fucking tired of stupid racist white people, especially ones that might be related to me. through marriage.
Oh, I get it.
Nobody on Chris's family.
I know, that's what I said again.
And it's somebody that I don't even talk to and I haven't even seen for 15 years.
But in case they're listening to the show, it's about you.
It's about you. And your two kids. like, if I had to educate your son on the appropriateness of using the N-word in my house.
Oh, it's not okay.
That it's never okay, and that if you were anyone else, that you would not being politely asked to not ever say that again in my house. And then try to explain to me how black people were allowed to get into the KKK now. Like, you don't have any type of way to talk to me.
No. Did he see he saw Black Klansman and thought that was
this
black
is before people. He knew there was a movie called Black Klansman.
Wow.
He probably heard the story of, because it's a, I'm sure it's like, oh, you know, they're letting black people in the Klan now.
Well, there was that Dave Chappelle sketch.
But no, he was reciting it as if he heard it repeated in his, like, as an argument of why it was okay.
At one of his meetings?
That somebody that he must have grown up with, went to, or knew about, or talked about, or a friend of a father, or something. I don't know. I'm not going to say that you're a racist, but I think you might be a racist. And I'm just tired of, like, and then, like, you hang out with all these other racist people. Like,
well, yeah.
I mean, like, it's not just like,
duh.
Just find one race. Like, if you listen, it's kind of like vampires. Like, you know, you find one vampire, like, there has to be a whole, like cave full of those vampires somewhere. You know, it's an infestation. And like,
it's not just one dude who likes dressing up like a zombie and walking around in zombie walks.
It's
a bunch of them.
I'm fucking sick and tired. And just like, and then this fucking incel guy, like, Just white people.
I think there are black incels too, Jason.
But they don't hang out with the white incel guys.
Online playing video games.
Do they?
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I'm busy talking to chicks. I got a wife.
Yeah. I'm just so like sick, and just like, just people's like willful like want to disregard their own right, like. I saw a guy trying to convince other people to vote yes on Proposition 11, which basically is being funded completely by an ambulance company, because they have so many lawsuits going against them that are in process that they need to find a way to get out of it. Like, literally, that's like 100% the truth. That's 100% the truth. And saying, like, talking like it's like, oh yeah, you need to vote yes on this because they should have their breaks. No, the California law is very simple. The labor law is very fucking simple. If you do not get your lunch, or if it's interrupted, like, you don't have a way to, then you just get a time and a half. Like, you get overtime. You get overtime pay for an hour. That's it. And you know what? That's fine. They deserve that. Let them have it. Give it to them. Like, it's a lot cheaper. Like, they just have to know that's what's going to happen, and you're compensating them for it. There's nothing other than that except, like, having to compensate people. You know what I mean? It's just so fucking ridiculous that, like, we get these bullshit things put on there by corporations that have no interest, like, in this being good for, like, and getting people to vote against themselves. So go vote tomorrow. If you don't know anything
this
about
show,
the propositions.
This show drops on Wednesday.
Yeah, fuck. You're fucked if you didn't vote yesterday. And I don't want to hear you complain about anything ever again. If you did not vote, I guess that's my thing I want to complain about. Since voting. If you did not vote, I do not want to hear you say one bad thing about anything going on in this country, you fucking piece of shit.
Sure. There you go. I have a grievance. I want everybody to stop fucking texting me. And not my friends. People who are fucking canvassing for politicians. You know who texted me the other day? Governor Jerry fucking Brown.
Really?
Yeah. Said, "Hi, Nate. This is Governor Jerry Brown urging you to vote no on Prop 6.
Hey, at least your wife didn't give a Republican your name number.
Look, what Jason's wife did for her own personal amusement is her own business.
Ah, man, it makes so much sense now.
Right? Listen, now imagine if I actually had to pay for each text. But I had to pay 10 cents for each text or some nonsense thing.
Yeah, well, you'd also be living in, like, the 2000s.
Sure.
Like,
mid-2000s. But just imagine if it were. Okay. I don't need my inbox filled up with texts about, hey, this is so-and-so, can I count on your vote? I got one from us, like, oh, this is from the California Coalition of Democratic blah, blah, blah. And can we count on your support for whatever it was? And I just replied, fuck off.
You're such a curmudgeon.
I mean, first of all, I know it's the text version of a phone bank. No one's getting my reply.
Yeah.
No one's going to be starting a text conversation with me about this.
Would you rather them call you, or would you rather?
I would rather them fuck off. How about that? How about that? By the way, as a registered voter who votes all the time, fuck off. I can read it. I can make up my own goddamn mind. And by the way, you're not offering me anything about why I should vote no or shouldn't vote no. You're just saying, we hope we can count on you to vote no. Well, fuck off then. If you're going to come to me with a little bit of a reason why I should vote no or vote yes, then okay, maybe I'll entertain you. But don't just fucking come to me and tell me to blindly vote the way you want me to, with no fucking reasoning behind it. What sort of fucking puppet do you think I am? Seriously.
Dance, puppet, dance.
Yeah, fuck off. I'm voting yes on 6. Fuck the bridges. Fuck the roads. I don't care anymore. Stop fucking texting me. I'm not your puppet.
Please don't.
By the way, we're getting rid of daylight savings time. We're repealing the gas tax. And I'm going to... You know what? It's not on the ballot anymore, but I'm going to write in split California into 3 just because I'm pissed about it.
God damn it.
I'm going to write it in the margin. Split California into 3. And you can't text me from here.
You won't be the only one to do that.
Unbelievable. Unfucking believable. Stop texting me. Stop it. And by the way, are we ever going to finish the construction on fucking Fruit Ridge Road?
I don't know.
Fucking A. Jesus Christ. They built the Eisenhower Interstate System in less time than it's taken them to repave Fruit Ridge. Local complaint.
Fuck Fruit Ridge.
Exactly. So angry. Oh, and by the way, let me just add an F you to Target right now, because I went into Target this morning, Monday morning, because I needed something Christmassy for a shoot I was doing at work. Do you know what they don't have at Target?
Christmas stuff.
None yet. They were taking down the Halloween shit on November 5th. What the fuck are you people been doing?
Good for you, Target.
Bunch of goddamn stoners.
Good job, Target.
Texas. You, normally, I'd be on board with you, but I needed to end up having to go to a goddamn dollar store. In South Sac. I had to go to a dollar store in South Sac. That is where happiness goes to die. A dollar store in a low-income neighborhood.
Pretty much.
Unbelievable. I don't know what used to be in there, but I assume it was a really nice place. In the 70s. It's not anymore. All right, where are we in the show here? Oh, we're clipping right along. So we had Halloween. And in Texas, we had a lady who wore an oversized dog head costume. When she robbed a Houston convenience store before leading cops on a vehicle chase that ended in her arrest. According to investigators, Colleen Dickens, oh, you little Dickens, a 30-year-old mother of two robbed a striped store of cigarettes and $10 in cash.
$10?
That ain't gonna buy your cigarettes. She then fled the scene in an automobile, but was quickly apprehended by cops. After a short chase, Dickens emerged from her car wearing a large dog's head. There it is, boys.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord.
McGruff the crime dog. Dickens was named in the criminal complaints charging her with robbery and using a motor vehicle to evade arrest or detention. Those are both felonies, by the way. She's a Houston resident and is being held in the county jail there in lieu of $12,500 bail. Since she kept trying to spit on jailers, she was photographed as a corrections officer held a towel over her mouth. if you're wondering why your mugshot looks like that.
Yeah, it's
classy. Nice. Stay classy, Houston. All right, so I wish we didn't have enough stories to do this, but it's time to recap this year in racist Halloween costumes. A little music for you. We'll start in Minnesota. Go back. That's what happens when I go to Yahoo for stuff. It's my own fault. Don't go to Yahoo for news. They're not helpful.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Photo of Minnesota students wearing KKK hoods and blackface prompts investigation. It would. Oh, it's trying to connect. Anyway. A public school district in Rochester, Minnesota is investigating a photo that may have originated on Snapchat that appears to depict two students in KKK hoods and a third in blackface. They seem to be performing the Nazi salute. 2018, people. According to NPR News, not NPR, NPR, parents of the children in the school district shared the image on Facebook. The report goes on to say that one of the alleged students has been fired from their job at a grocery store and that a person or persons in the photo will no longer be proceeding with the process to join the U.S. Army as their behavior is inconsistent with Army values.
Good.
The Army does not tolerate inappropriate behavior by anyone within our ranks, to include recruits who have signed a contract to join in the future. It is important for everyone on our team to live and demonstrate the Army values every day. Rochester Public Schools released this statement saying it's important for our community to know that RPS strives to create a welcoming environment for students of all backgrounds and is committed to providing a learning environment that is free from discrimination. The social media post is not a reflection of what our district students and staff believes and feels. We'll use this as an opportunity to talk, educate, and grow as a community as we work to become even stronger and more inclusive to all students.
There is a like an addition to the story, late or updated news, and it says that the person that was not going through with the Army promotion or getting into the Army is now being put into ICE. So he has a future, and you know, at least one branch of the.
Is that a joke?
It was.
Ah,
because they're racist.
If I had to ask, it was a good one.
Yeah. it's just so true now that Trump sent his personal ICE recruiter out there.
Meanwhile, a UPS worker in Sharonville, Ohio has been fired after she wore blackface as part of a costume.
Did nobody learn anything from Megan?
The company has strict policies against harassment and discrimination and has terminated this individual's employment with the company. That's according to a UPS media relations manager. UPS has no tolerance for hate, bigotry, or prejudice. I'm guessing that's supposed to be an Aunt Jemima costume.
Yeah. It's just the classic, right? Like you could see that on so many old Looney Tunes, like that depiction of
those were done in the 40s.
Yeah.
I mean, not the 1840s, so it still wasn't.
But I mean,
okay.
No, but I mean, like that was a character. Yeah, that was a character.
Oh, I'm aware. Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry was one where you would have seen this. But again, is your job really worth your quote unquote clever Halloween costume? But wait, we're not done. So one school district was very much opposed to the racist Halloween costume. Well, another one is opposed to it too, but an Idaho superintendent has had to issue a public apology and place 14 employees on paid administrative leave after staff at a public elementary school dressed up as Mexicans and a border wall for Halloween. The images began circulating on social media and they depict more than a dozen adults dressed up in two groups at Middleton Heights Elementary School in the town located of 7500, located about 30 miles west of Boise. One group is dressed as stereotypes of Mexicans, complete with maracas, ponchos, sombreros, and fake mustaches. The other group is dressed as wall segments plastered with Make America Great Again.
This is how you know there are no people of color in town.
There, I guarantee you there are, because there are everywhere.
Yeah, and not even that. Like, Idaho has, like, some of the, like, most deep-seated racist people. Like, Coeur d'Alene is, like, from what I've been told, is a hotbed.
It used to be the home of the Aryan Nation until they lost a lawsuit and
had to move to Montana.
Yeah, that's for real.
No, I don't doubt it. The superintendent said, "I want to say we're better than this. We embrace all students. We have a responsibility to teach and reach all students. Period. Do I think there was malicious intent in this poor decision? No, I don't. Was there poor judgment involved? Absolutely. And now we have to own those decisions." I think there was malicious intent.
There was.
Don't tell me there was no fucking malicious intent with this. Why are you dressed this way at school? At school. This isn't some private adult party they went to and said, "Hey, you know what would be a hoot? If we all got together as a big group and dressed as a border wall and a bunch of Mexicans." That's poor judgment. Doing this at school.
Irresponsible.
It's irresponsible. These are the people teaching children. Why are our test scores so low? Because these people are clearly fucking morons. Clearly morons. Should they be fired for this?
I don't know. None of them are in brown face, though, all right?
They're not. They're in mustache face, though.
No, it's ridiculous. It's still like a huge, ridiculous stereotype. Like,
and by the way, there will be people that will go around to groups of people of Mexican descent and go, "Is this offensive to you?" And they will all, to a person, say no. Because they don't want to be on TV going, "Yeah, that's racist, and I'm offended."
No, because, and also what they're saying, yeah, like when they're, if they're saying stupid white people, like that's what they're saying to them, like to each other, right? Like,
Yeah, absolutely. Are you offended by that? No. There was something. It was a Prager University. And fuck Dennis Prager. This Prager University, which is not actually a university, it's a YouTube channel. Dennis Prager is a radio host in LA who thinks he's way smarter than he really is. And he sent somebody out to, and they did the same sort of thing. These, basically racist Halloween costumes. And they went down to Alvarado Street in LA and they asked the people who were of Mexican descent, "Are these offensive?" And they were all like, "No." Because what are they going to do? Get into a fight with some idiot with a microphone? Do you really want to have that conversation with someone you don't know?
Did they go to talk to somebody that was studying Latin history? Like,
then they went to a college campus, and the kids on the college campus were like, "Yeah, that's racist." And they're like, "See, but Mexicans didn't say it was racist." Now, Kareem, I hate to do this to you because it happens way too often, but as a person who is in a minority class, are you tired of white people coming to you and saying, "Is this racist?"
Yeah, because they want you to give them a pass. That's the whole purpose of the exercise.
And do you even want to deal with them?
No. I was like, "You should know this shit's racist. Take your dumb ass somewhere and sit down and read a fucking book."
Just because the Mexicans didn't tell you that you're a fucking racist and the kids at college did doesn't mean you're not a racist. It doesn't mean it's not racist.
Nope, you were racist.
That actually, you know, reflects good on, you know, college-age kids, though, right? That they're able to point out right away.
And they're willing to call people out for their fucking bullshit. That they're willing to call out other white people for being fucking racist about shit.
Yes.
Like, we have to self-police ourselves. Like, that's just the way it is. Like, we have to, like, I'm sorry, but I don't get to give somebody a pass that's white that's being a racist.
Right. You don't get to find that one girl with really so low self-esteem that says, "Hey, if your wife's not giving it up to you, it's okay if you get blowjobs on the side. You're a man. You need it." Finding that one woman here or there who says, "Yeah, that's cool."
I don't have a problem with her.
Doesn't mean it's cool.
I don't think my wife would if she's giving me blowjobs. One less thing she has to do, right?
Look, however you structure your home life, that's all on you,
that's
my friend.
That's insane.
That's all on you.
You can find me on Facebook. All right. My name is...
Hey, and you could...
Because I know there's a lot of chicks listening to the podcast that want to give me a blowjob. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's a lot.
There's a line. There's going to be a line.
I can't wait, dude. DM me. Slide into my DMs. Slide in.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. Hey, if you'd like to slide into our Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com, it would help support the show, and it won't cost you anything extra. So go ahead and do that as we get into the holiday season. We do appreciate it.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
All right, so here's the situation. There was so much complaining going on in Plattsburgh, New York, that I had to split Speak Out into two sections.
Again?
Again.
Wow.
So there will be another one on Friday. First one's voter ID. Hey, if you go buy beer, cigarettes, or cold medicine, you'll need to produce identification. Head to the voting booth, however, and proving you are who you say you are is too much of a burden, according to Democrats.
Dumbass.
Oh, man.
The gun range has a right to enjoy their land, but we also have a right to enjoy our land without the harassment of noise. There must be a suitable compromise, and the gun range should be working to find one.
You could get off your ass and try to find one, too.
to the gun range next door being too loud?
Yeah.
Like, why can't they use quieter bullets?
Yeah. You can figure something out, bro. Like, why does it always have to be them? You know?
Yeah, leave the gun range alone. Hey, just an important reminder that Catholic voters who vote for a candidate that believes in and supports abortion is voting against church law. Each human life, each unborn baby has the right to be protected, respected, and given the right to live.
No!
You're voting against Catholic law.
No, like, oh my God. So ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. You know what else is against Catholic law? Molesting young boys.
A little iffy on that one. We'll see. We'll talk about it later.
An individual member might only utilize the gun range 15 minutes at a time. Oh, the gun range is a big thing, apparently.
It's new? It must be new, huh?
I don't know. You know, it's weird when you put a gun range in the middle of town. It's just going to do nothing but cause controversy and upset.
Well, they're probably hoping that it stops any mass shootings from happening downtown. They're like, well, listen, they have a place to go shoot legally. They're not going to shoot up the Walmart.
Well, that's the one place you probably want to. Not condoning shooting up the Walmart. I'm just making a joke. Just a joke. All right, hold on here. I need music. I can't continue without music.
I'm so glad we already played Aaron Carter.
It will not be Aaron Carter.
Awesome.
Guaranteed. No Aaron Carter. Oh, here we go. I think this is a good track for the rest of Speak Out. An individual member might only utilize the gun range 15 minutes at a time and believes that the noise isn't bothersome. Add your noise to that created by the other members who elect to shoot, and living down muzzle means a full day of noise, even beyond posted hours. How pissed would you be if a gun range opened up next door?
Oh, God.
Hey, members of the CVOC have the right to enjoy their sport, but hunters down muzzle from the range might have the right to enjoy their sport also. We can both enjoy our sports with a little respect. Simply don't shoot at the range after 2 p.m. during hunting season.
That doesn't make sense.
Oh, well. Here's the thing. If you're hunting behind the gun range...
That's probably...
there's your problem. Yeah. It would be a safe bet to say that the majority of the 200-plus members of the CVOC don't live anywhere near the range.
What's the CVOC?
I don't know. If they did, there wouldn't be so much noise, and they would be more respectful of those who do live near the range. I told you, this gun range was a problem. Let's move on. Hey, where's the Tea Party? The deficit is exploding under the Republicans. Now that their tax cut favors the rich more than average Joes, they don't really care. They were sure worried about deficit spending when Obama was prez. Now they've disappeared.
I don't want to hear anything else about George Soros paying anybody to do shit with all the money that the Koch brothers and Sheldon Adelman have paid for Republican people to do shit, including the Tea Party.
Don't forget the NRA.
Yes.
And finally, in my opinion, I feel nurses, doctors, and teachers should make as much as pro athletes.
Nobody pays to watch them do anything.
They are the real heroes. Where did this go wrong? Lawyers, DAs, and plumbers? Well, that's another story.
Hey, leave plumbers out of it, man.
Right?
There's a hardworking guy.
Put your name on that motherfucker. See if anybody shows up to snake your toilet.
Yeah.
Jesus, man. They work with shit.
By the way, if you want to see that, you know who does? Dr. Oz. Dr. Oz makes as much as a pro athlete. There you go.
Yeah.
Isn't that enough for you? What about that Dr. Now Zardin who has that My 600 Pound Life?
Oh, God.
Just saying. Anyway. I gotta find out where this gun range is.
Yeah.
It's clearly a problem.
Clearly.
Clearly a problem.
That or it's just like the two people that live on like either side of it.
Literally everybody is writing in about the gun range. Thank God I don't live in Plattsburgh anymore. Anywho. The second half of Speak Out on Friday. Find out what else is going on. Are there more people upset about the gun range?
Who knows?
They're not upset that people are shooting. They're upset that it goes on for too long.
Ah.
So.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Either way. We'll see you on Friday with a fresh new show. And, we'll get through this together.
Yeah.
Bye.